Are you wrestling with questions that really matter but just keep coming up empty or perplexed? Well, you've come to the right place. Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff, host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, is committed to equipping you with answers that have stood the test of time. Our aim is to help you mine the Bible for all its wealth, so you can share those riches with a skeptical world still hungry for spiritual truth. To join us on air with your question, dial 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. For more information, go online to equip.org. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And I am about as excited as I've ever been. I'm in a brand new studio. I'm glad you can't see it because it is it's a bit of a mess because it's still in progress, but it's working. And by the end of this week, the studio will be complete. And we are so blessed. We have a great friend, David Foster. He was introduced to me by Michael and Gail Hyatt. And as a result of that, we started this whole renovation project, which is going to allow us in the very near future to harness social media in a way that we've never been able to harness it before. And you're going to be seeing this in living color in the very near future. We have a transformation of a studio that I've sat in now for 13 years. Of course, the older studio being in Southern California. And you can add another, 17 years to that. And now we are state-of-the-art, tipping the paradigm. And we are not only having the opportunity to communicate the message of the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and our outreaches around the world via terrestrial radio, via satellite radio, via our outreaches like the Christian Research Journal, what we're doing 24/7 around the world, but now social media. And so this is an exciting new day, and this is my first day sitting behind a new desk in my brand new studio. There's still ladders and all kinds of things all around me, but that's all going to be transformed this week. And I want to let people know that you can have part in this new studio by supporting the ministry. All this month, those who support the ministry, be delighted to send you a copy of my book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. And remember, the national debut, or the international debut, happens October 10th. So you're getting in ahead of the game. Again, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion, available to those who support the ministry and for those who join CRI's monthly support team. I'd be pleased to send you a personalized copy to you, a family member, or a friend. Last week, while this studio was being transformed, I mentioned on a Bible Answer Man Facebook Live that I was being transformed. Really, I had chemo being pumped into my veins for 3 days. And somehow or other, I'm supposed to be at my nadir, which is my lowest point, but I just feel terrific. I feel enthusiastic, terrific, blessed, and I'm certain that's a direct result of the prayers of many people from around the world. I was just talking about my friends Michael and Gail Hyatt. They sent me this beautiful flower arrangement, and along with their prayers, that God would sustain me and completely heal me. And you know, sometimes I feel like I'm already healed, but I'm grateful for every single prayer and for every single person. And I know ultimately what happens to me is not in my hands, it's in the hands of the Lord. I think about Nabil Qureshi. I can hardly spit out the name because I get emotional thinking about Nabil. Nabil was diagnosed with cancer about the same time I was, maybe just a little bit before. And this weekend, I heard that he had gone home to be with the Lord. He's a former Muslim, now a Christian apologist who really made a difference during his life. And the testimony of his life on his deathbed, as it were, and I think he kind of knew what was going on. He lost his stomach. You could tell by his eyes that his liver was not functioning well. But to the end, a tremendous testimony. Along with his wife, his baby girl, a tremendous testimony. The joy and peace that only Jesus Christ can bring to the human heart. So our prayers go out to Nabil's family. Again, he's a former Muslim. His family members are Muslim. And we pray for peace in the midst of this storm. I'm also thinking today about Jo Beth Young. By the way, I made myself some notes on my desk. I usually don't like to use notes, but this is really cool. I have my desk is actually like a whiteboard. So I made myself some notes. Talk about your stay in the hospital. Talk about Muslim. Talk about Nabil. And Jo Beth Young. Some of you know that Ed Young's been on the broadcast many times. He's the pastor of the megachurch in Houston. Obviously, the great hurricanes that happened, Irma and Harvey in Houston, caused great destruction, disruption for that family of faith. And on top of that, Jo Beth Young, the absolutely exquisite bride of Ed Young Sr., went home to be with the Lord as well. I just found that out today. All of that, a reminder that life is but a vapor here today, gone tomorrow. And only one life, I say it often because this was one of the things I heard when I was first converted to Christianity when I was 29, only one life soon will be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. So again, I'm grateful for your prayers while I was in the hospital. Muslim available for those who support the ministry. Prayers for Nabil and for Ed Young Sr. and their family as they mourn the loss of a truly elegant woman who I've had dinner with many times, and we mourn her loss. She's heaven's gain. I want to kind of transition for a moment. We'll take your calls, but I want to talk a little bit about a headline my wife alerted me to. My wife is like my best research consultant. I just got brownie points there, I'm telling you. But she is. She's on top of everything. And she was telling me about a Fox News headline titled, Biblical Prophecy Claims the World Will End on September 23rd, according to Christian numerologists. And what's supposedly going to happen is Planet X is going to collide with Earth. And there's now a viral YouTube video out on this and all kinds of Christian prophecy pundits talking about this. And they say this coheres perfectly with Luke chapter 21. Anyone that's read Luke 21 recognizes that this is Luke's sort of secular approach to the Olivet Discourse. And what I mean by that is if you read Matthew and Mark, it's sort of written more for a Jewish audience. Luke takes the Olivet Discourse and he makes it understandable to the secularist mind, particularly the Greek and Roman mind of the day. And you see in that passage a clear indication of Christ talking about what happened under the Old Testament Antichrist, Antiochus the Fourth Epiphanes, as a portent of what was going to happen when Jerusalem and the temple were being destroyed. Now these prophecy pundits are taking this and transferring it into the 21st century, as though somehow or other, Matthew, Mark, and Luke were writing about us. And I've explained this to people many, many times, but the Bible was not written to us. It was written for us. Romans was written to Roman believers. And Revelation was written to seven churches in the epicenter of a Caesar cult. So the idea that the signs are everywhere, that somehow or other you can say this is that, Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, was prophesied for us in Luke 21, or vicariously in the other Olivet discourses, and there are four. John doesn't have one in his gospel, but the whole book of Revelation is John's expanded Olivet discourse. The idea that somehow or other they were writing about what's happening in the 21st century is simply false. Again, the principles apply to us. But this is a gross misrepresentative or representation of the Bible. Again, for those who are not caught up in the sensationalism, all this is supposed to happen Saturday. Maybe we'll start a countdown to Saturday. I mean, I've done this many times because this isn't the first time. There's always a new prophecy. There's always a new date. And the prophecy pundits are always wrong. But again, Nibiru on Saturday is going to pass Earth. We're going to have volcanic eruptions, tsunamis, earthquakes. And then the next few weeks, all hell will break loose. And of course, this is all a prelude to the tribulation. And that's another canard. People writing something into Scripture that Scripture doesn't teach. The canard essentially is that we are going to have a great tribulation, and during that great tribulation, two-thirds of the Jews who have been herded into the Holy Land are going to die a holocaustic death, and the Christians are going to be raptured out of the world. But let me talk about what's going on here, because this Nibiru, or Planet X, as it is called, is a very obvious hoax. And that is true from the perspective of science. But the greater hoax, I think, is from the perspective of Scripture. Christ's Olivet discourse is not about the 21st century. And nor is Revelation 12, 1 through 2, which is the primary passage that is being used for the ruse. Maybe I should read it. Now, a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then, being with child, she cries out in labor and gives birth in pain. Well, this is a ruse that is being used as a pretext for all of this. You're sort of taking what Luke said and then cohering this with what's going on in Revelation chapter 12. But what's really going on here is the purified bride, because that's what you have in Revelation. You got a picture of the purified bride, the prostituted bride, and then ultimately the perfected bride. But the purified bride is laboring to give birth to Christ, in other words, to bring in the age of Messiah. And that's the theme of Revelation chapter 12, victory of the bride of Christ over the beast and over the woman who rides the beast. And so what you have in Revelation chapter 12 is a beautiful picture of true Israel, the purified bride. She's the antithesis of the harlot that you see in the Old Testament and certainly in Revelation chapter 17. You have a radiant bride adorned with splendor. It's a picture of the 12 tribes of Israel, or the New Testament, the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And they have the moon under their feet. They have preeminence over creation. And that beautiful, purified, radiant bride brings forth Christ, and we get to be co-consummators of the kingdom with Christ. The tragedy is the outrageous astrological interpretation You know, the sun is in the constellation of Virgo, the moon at Virgo's feet, 12 stars at Virgo's head in the constellation of Leo with Mercury, Mars, and Venus, and, you know, all the nonsense that's being communicated. All you have to do is see the thousands of people that want to know, is this really true? Maybe millions of people now. All of this is based on a misreading of Scripture and even numerology. Solar eclipse 33 days ago, well, that's like corresponding to the 30 years of Christ when he lived on earth, or the 33 times that Elohim appears in the Genesis creation story. It's nonsense, but look, believers are mocking Christianity and Christians are falling for the ruse. It's time we learned to read the Bible in the sense in which it was intended. We're going to be going to your calls in just a few moments. 888-ASK-HANK. And stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. It's going to be an exciting broadcast.
While legions of the theologically clueless and politically correct fall over themselves in their rush to paint a warmer and kinder picture of Islam, you might well be wondering, what's really the truth? Hank Hanegraaff clearly answers the question in his new book, Muslim: What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. To receive the book, Muslim, as our thank you for your gift today, simply call 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. We'll return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast right after this. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Recent scholarly research has been significantly more open toward Jesus' healing the sick, his empty tomb, and even his post-resurrection appearances. So why have these same critics not fallen to their knees and proclaimed, "My Lord and my God"? Other topics include the Jewish Talmud and its use for Christian apologetics, the Cohen brothers and the riddle of existence, defending the biblical view of human sexuality using an effective Socratic question approach, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. That's equip.org. The history of Islam is one of wanton carnage and horrific oppression, and it has been whitewashed beyond recognition by our politically correct elites. According to credible sources, 120 million Africans, 80 million Hindus, 60 million Christians, 10 million Buddhists have been slaughtered in the name of Islam. And that doesn't include the millions of Muslims killed by other Muslims. Islam is the only significant religious system in the history of the human race with a socio-political structure of laws that mandate violence against the infidel. Read Hank Hanegraaff's stunning book, Muslim: What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. Receive your copy as our appreciation for your financial partnership when you call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. The complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated, is a comprehensive collection of the most often asked as well as most difficult questions Hank Hanegraaff has received in nearly three decades of hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. This expanded edition contains new entries, leading readers to a better understanding of God and our relationship to Him in Jesus Christ. The complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated, is a comprehensive, handy, and attractive volume that you will return to again and again. Take your exploration of God's Word to new heights and receive the revised and updated Complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. Islam is the only significant religious system in the history of the human race with a socio-political structure of laws that mandate violence against the infidel. The current narrative is that to tell the truth in this regard is tantamount to radicalizing Muslims and exacerbating hostilities that may otherwise lie dormant. A common refrain has reverberated throughout the West: Islam is not our enemy. As well-intentioned as this mantra may be, the danger in this stance becomes clear once someone understands Islam in full. Read the new book by Hank Hanegraaff, Muslim: What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. To receive your copy as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's many outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. Well, let's return to your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. We're going to go right to our callers. It's a kind of a new day at the Christian Research Institute, sitting in my new studio, almost jumping out of my skin. I'm so excited. And now I'm looking up at a big television screen that's telling me that I have a call. And a bunch of callers coming in. Nathan in Bellflower, California. And welcome to, you're the first caller in the brand new studio. Welcome, Nathan.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm glad that you got a new studio. That's great. Hank, my question is, even though I study theology and apologetics, and I love it, I just want to know who put the Bible together and the books, who chose those books to go in the way they are?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, some of it's fairly self-evident. And let me start by just giving you a little analogy. If you look at certain gospels that are oftentimes considered to be gospels that were left out, and you read them, you immediately realize why they are left out. So, for example, over the last decade or so, a gospel that's gotten a lot of press is the Gospel of Judas. And it's supposed to be far, far superior to the Gospel of John. And so there's a lot of, static on the web about this and so forth. So one day, and this has been quite a while ago, one day I decided to pick up the Gospel of Judas, and along with a colleague who's worked with me almost 28 years, we sat in my office and read the 13 papyrus pages. And when we got done, we were on the floor laughing. Laughing because of the absurdity of the Gospel of Judas. In other words, people talk about it in glowing terms, but when you actually read it, you see the difference between that and the literary masterpiece that we call the Gospel of John, or even the five books of John, including his epistles in the book of Revelation. But I think the more fundamental answer to your question is that the books that we have in our canon were the books that were used in the early Christian church. Obviously, Jesus giving ratification to the Old Testament canon, but with respect to the New Testament canon, these are books that were widely distributed and read prolifically in the early Christian church. They were letters. And those letters were not letters that were determined by men to be canonical or part of the canon of Scripture, but rather discovered to be canonical based on principles of canonicity, meaning a canon is a measuring rod or a stick by which you measure. And so there are principles associated with that measure, and these books fall in line with those principles, including the principle of perspicuity, meaning that the books are clear and consistent not only within themselves, but amongst themselves. So again, I think maybe the operative way of saying this is not human beings determining, but human beings discovering.
Yeah, but who was it that put them even though that what I've read, like let's say Job is the oldest book, right? Who put them together and the way they are? It wasn't.
Well, when you're talking about the Old Testament, like, I mean, that canon was established early on. And I think you're right when you say Job is likely the oldest book in the Old Testament. But that canon was ratified by Christ and the apostles prior to the time that the New Testament canon came into existence. I mean, there was a long time when there was no such thing as a New Testament canon. So the New Testament canon came into existence over time. But the practices of the early Christian church have been perpetuated to this day through Christ, through the apostles, through the early church fathers, fathers like Ignatius of Antioch, and later through the early New Testament catechism, a first, second century document. And so on the basis of the tradition that has been passed down from Christ to the apostles to the church fathers, we also have a tradition whereby we know what was used, what was circulated in the early Christian church. And so that's how the canon came to be. I actually have a flip chart on this, which gives you the principles for canonicity. If you want to hold on, I can get that information out to you. I want to go to another caller, A.G., Atlanta, Georgia. And A.G., welcome to the broadcast. You're the second caller in my new studio.
Well, first of all, Hank, I want to thank you for your ministry. It really has helped me out a great deal. I thank God for you, brother.
Well, thank you for those kind words.
But my question is, I have a brother who has been actually deceived by the black Hebrewites, black Hebrew Israelites.
Yeah.
And it's kind of breaking my heart because I thought was a very strong Christian at one time, but now he has been completely deceived. And I'm trying to help him out. We're praying for him, and, you know, we're just asking God to, you know, just give him the truth, but, you know, he is bitter, he's angry. Never seen him behave this way before, you know, and it's just kind of heartbreaking to see him go through that.
Yeah,
so
really.
My question to you, what are your thoughts about that cult? Because I believe it is a cult.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right, and I'm glad you point this out, AG, because We were so concerned about this movement that we did an article in the Christian Research Journal. One of my associates just brought in the title to me, The Origin and Insufficiency of the Black Hebrew Israelite Movement, was the title of the article. I've kind of forgotten that, but it really does an in-depth study of this movement, and it's available on the web. But let me give you a little information on this off the top of my head. I mean, the basic flaw here is that the belief is literal Israelites are black Hebrew Israelites who are literal descendants of the promise. And that is the biggest problem, because in Scripture, if you look at Galatians chapter 3, what Galatians tells us, and this is the words of the Apostle Paul, Abraham only had one seed, and that seed is Jesus Christ. He's the royal seed of Abraham. And Paul goes to great pains to point out that it's not seeds plural, but seed singular. And so what Paul is saying is that only one seed, that seed Jesus Christ, but, and this is a big but, if you are in Christ, you're the seed of Abraham and an heir according to the promise. And then Paul goes to pains to point out it has nothing to do with your gender, has nothing to do with your station in life, and it has nothing to do with your ethnicity or your genealogy. If you're in Christ, you are part of the human race that is the seed of Abraham and an heir according to the promise. So this idea that you have a group of people that are literal descendants of ancient Israel and therefore heirs according to the promise based on race is simply false. It is as bad, quite frankly, well, I don't want to make any equation here because I don't know what's worse, but any kind of racism is bad, whether it's white supremacism or whether it is this black Hebrew Israelite movement. It's racist to the core. And there's also an implicit rejection in this theology of Jesus as Messiah. And so when you say, A.G., that this is like a cult, yeah, you're absolutely right. It is like a cult and it needs to be countered because there's only freedom ultimately in Jesus Christ and freedom that when we see others not as either exclusive in a group or excluded from a group, then we're truly part of the human race as opposed to being those that look at people based on characteristics. And I think this is a big problem. I'm glad you're pointing it out.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Hank.
A.G., thanks for your call. And again, hang on or just go to the web at equip.org. The article is called The Origin and the Insufficiency of the Black Hebrew Israelite Movement. We'll take more callers in the third segment of the broadcast today. Also, the quote of the day coming up right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. What I do want to point out is that there are people just like you listening to me on the radio, listening to me through social media, that stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. And we're grateful for that. The new studio in which I'm sitting, that is being constructed before my very eyes, is a function of people standing shoulder to shoulder with me and making a difference not only for time, but also for eternity. For those who have followed our ministry for 30 years, the one thing you know is I've never tried to be politically correct. And that has obviously cost us big time. But that's never going to change because the only reason we have for being is to tell it like it is. And so again, I am grateful for those that stand with us, that love the ring of life and truth, for those who support the ministry all this month, Muslim on its way to you. This is perhaps the most important book I've ever written. You'll see what I mean when you actually read it. Muslim, what you need to know about the fastest growing religion on the planet and soon to become the fastest growing religion as well as the largest religion on the planet. So again, Muslim, what you need to know about the world's fastest growing religion, available for those who support the ministry and for those who join CRI's monthly support team. Be pleased to personalize a copy to you, a family member, or a friend. Also, if you go to the web, we're featuring Nabil Qureshi's book on jihad, an incredible book. You'll be able to find it on the web at equip.org. And a reminder to pray for the family of Nabil Qureshi, as he has gone home to be with the Lord this weekend. We'll be back in just a few moments with the quote of the day and more answers to your questions right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. So please don't touch that dial.
For most Americans, pronouncements from our public officials that Islam is a religion of peace are impossible to reconcile with daily headlines and jarring photos of global Islamic jihadist atrocities. To help you understand the real Islam, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you his new book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift in support of the Bible Answer Man broadcast and other life-changing outreaches of the Christian Research Institute. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Stay with us. Hank Hanegraaff will be back with more right after this.
A
A deeper understanding of the Bible's principles and truths will improve the spiritual, moral, and ethical problems facing our nation. Yet the obstacle isn't that the Bible doesn't speak to our greatest needs or answer our deepest questions. It's that the average person lacks the time and tools to extract the answers. That's why Hank Hanegraaff wrote the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated. This expanded edition addresses over 210 of the top questions he's received as host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Hank has taken the complex and made it simple and memorable. Receive the revised and updated complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. So rapid and pandemic has been the decline of biblical literacy and spiritual discernment that our once unimaginable post-truth culture is effectively becoming an anti-truth culture. While the sun is setting on the Western Church, Islam is now the fastest growing religion in the world. This means that it's not simply enough to be aware of this threat. Christians need to wake up, stand up, and speak up. This means being able to counter the outright lies about Islam that otherwise will go unchecked with horrendous consequences. And that's what Hank Hanegraaff's book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion, will enable you to do. To receive your copy as our appreciation for your financial partnership, call 888-7000-CRI. Make a gift to support CRI's many outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. The Coen brothers are among the most critically acclaimed film directors of our time. Yet the meaning behind their movies is often veiled in mystery. This offers a clue about the Coens' worldview. The difficulty is part of the design. Other topics include changing attitudes toward the resurrection of Jesus. Is a pro-life hermeneutic possible? How to revive a dead church? The Jewish Talmud and its use for Christian apologetics, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or subscribe online at equip.org. For all the debate over Islam and its growing presence in the world, one thing is often overlooked. Islam is not a religion in the sanitized Western sense. It is, in contrast, an all-encompassing socio-political legal matrix that has bred a worldview antagonistic to anything but itself. While there may be millions of peaceful and tolerant Muslims, many of them are neighbors, Islam itself is hardly peaceful and tolerant. Read Hank Hanegraaff's new book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. To receive your copy as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's many outreaches, 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org. And now, let's rejoin your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And obviously, I'll open a broadcast today with a little monologue on what's going on with people predicting, once again, sort of the end of the planet as we know it. And coming to the conclusion that this is typical, the prophecy pundits have one thing in common. They're 100% wrong 100% of the time. And I want to relate that to the quote of the day, because biblical prophecy is never designed to pin down a future tribulation. Prophetic stars in the constellation of biblical prophecy are powerful proofs that God has spoken. In other words, they're powerful proofs that the Bible is divine as opposed to being merely human in origin. And that leads me to the quote of the day. coming directly from the lips of God himself, as quoted by Isaiah in Isaiah 48, and from the lips of God incarnate in John 14. God in the Old Testament says this, and I quote, "I told you these things long ago before they happened. I announced them to you so you could not say, 'My idols did them. My wooden image, my metal god ordained them.'" Or in the words of Jesus in John 14, 29, "I have told you now before it happens so that when it does happen, you will believe." In other words, we have in Scripture a plethora of prophecy, and those prophecies have been meticulously fulfilled, and thus we know that the prophets were true spokespersons for God. But what we have today is precisely the inverse. We can trust the Bible as being authentic because it is replete with prophecy. However, we can trust that modern-day prophecy pundits who keep getting it wrong are inauthentic because their prophecies never come to pass. Again, counterfeit prophecy stars have one thing in common. They are always wrong. In fact, it's getting monotonous, but with each time they're wrong, they drag Christ's name through the blood and through the mud even more. Let's go to the phone calls. Matt, listening in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Hank, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Hey, good. I just wanted to just give you a call and just wanted to thank you and thank the Lord for just your ministry and CRI. And I've been listening since probably September of 2009.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, I wanted to also check in and see how you're doing with your cancer treatments. I've been praying for you and praying for healing.
Well, thank you so much, Matt, and I'm doing great. As I mentioned, I'm grateful for every day that I can spend in the studio. I'm grateful for the strength that the Lord has given me. I've now finished my regimen of 6 chemo treatments, 3 which were in the hospital and 3 which were outpatient, and now the next phase is to get a PET scan to find out if the tumors are gone, whether I'm in remission, as it were. And according to the protocol I'm on right now, I'm supposed to go through a bone marrow biopsy and then a bone marrow transplant, which is a procedure that I have to be involved with sometime in the future. But there are perhaps alternatives to that as well. So we're looking into all of that. But the thing that I can say, Matt, is that God has sustained me in the most miraculous way during this whole time period, which started in terms of my diagnosis April 15th and has continued on until the present day. And it's just simply miraculous that I could be sitting in the studio today, jumping out of my skin, being excited, and being able to use the gifts God has given me for His glory and for the extension of His kingdom.
Amen. And I will just continue to pray for you for healing, and I'm excited about your new studio, and hope that the Lord can just continue to use the social media and all the technology to spread the gospel, and give to the Christian Research Institute. So it's just exciting to be a part of your ministry and the Lord's ministry and CRI. And so I just continue to pray for you and hope that God will just continue to give you strength and and maybe you can keep doing this for many more years. So thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Matt. And it's fortuitous that you called today. For everybody listening in, I'm grateful for the comments that Matt made, because he's pointing out something that I probably need to point out to each one of you, and that is that he's supporting the ministry. And therefore, the fact that I'm sitting in this studio, which is not new for the sake of being new, but new because we want to be able to harness all the digital media platforms and do that in the most effective way to reach more and more people with a message that I think desperately needs to be heard. So Matt is part of the solution. And again, I'm sitting here as a result of Matt's all over the world. Those who support this ministry, male and female, those who love the Lord and are using their gifts, their time, their talent, and their treasure for God's glory. So thank you, Matt, and thank you for the remembrance that we are indebted to those who make this ministry possible. And again, for those who support the ministry all this month, Muslim, what you need to know about the world's fastest growing religion, on its way out to you. And for those who join CRI's monthly support team, be pleased to send you a personalized copy to you, a family member or a friend. Also, I want to talk a little more before we close out the broadcast today. We may take some more calls, but I'm very interested in talking about the grand meta-narrative of Scripture, which underscores the reality that the future, which is known exhaustively by the Almighty, is hidden to astrologers. It's hidden to false prophets and to numerologists. But nevertheless, pseudo-Christian sensationalists continue to exact a very unhealthy influence. I mean, this has been going on for a long time. You look back in history, and you think of Philip Melanchthon, the famous disciple of Luther. He occupied the chair of astrology in Wittenberg, or the self-styled Roman Catholic astrologist Nostradamus. He's infamous today. He's being quoted over and over, ad nauseum, ad infinitum, for pretenses ranging from the rise of Hitler to the fall of the Twin Towers. And on it goes. So what he said is being now used as sort of a biblical text. This is that fallacy. He wrote it, and now we're reading into what he wrote, things that are happening in our time. But again, as I said, this is nothing new. And in fact, it's exacerbated because we live in the fatalism of a world in which everything is determined by brain chemistry and genetics. And that misapprehension has caused a futuristic fervor that is fashionable. So it's been going on for a long time. You can go back to the time of the Reformation, or you can go back to more modern history, and on the cultic fringe find Mormon founder Joseph Smith, who propagated the notion that his generation was living in the very shadow of Christ's return. God himself telling Smith that Christ would return before he was 85 years of age. So again, proven to be a false prophet. But it's not just in cultic contexts. I mean, you can go to more mainstream Christian circles and think about the Baptist orator William Miller, who prophesied that Christ would return 1843. And sensing that the fate of the planet has been sealed, millions turned to the late great planet Earth for details and dates. And the gory end time details became hip. I was in Southern California, and I can tell you, living there, I remember just how hip it was to glorify these gory end time details, this end time date setting. Yeah, the prophetic luminary, Dr. John Wolford, he forwarded the gruesome prophetic presupposition that Jews returning to Palestine were placing themselves within a vortex of a future whirlwind with the capacity to destroy the majority of those living in the land of Palestine. Now just think about this. And all the time as the gruesome glorified details are coming in, you hear one sermon after another about how we need to get the Jews back in the Holy Land, so two-thirds of them could be killed in a Holocaust, and we could get raptured. It's about time that we learn to read the Bible in the sense in which it's intended. And if there's a message on today's broadcast, it is just that. Learn to read the Bible in the sense in which it's intended. And that's why on today's show, I gave you a proper interpretation of Revelation chapter 12. As opposed to the astrology predictions read into the passage by false prophets. We're out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Again, I am deeply grateful for those who support the ministry prayerfully and financially. Look forward to being right here tomorrow. I always say, Lord willing, because every breath I have comes from the Lord. Thank you for standing shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. You're laying up treasure for yourself where moth and rust will not corrode. I'll be right back here again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today. Our mission at the Christian Research Institute is to equip Christians to think and to live Christianly. Did you know that the Quran and the Hadith are full of commands to subjugate or kill unbelievers, and that Sharia mandates proactive and perpetual war against Jews and Christians? In appreciation for your gift to help strengthen and expand the life-changing outreaches of CRI, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you his new book, Muslim: What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. With over 500,000 copies in print, Hank Hanegraaff's Bible Answer books were born out of his many years of hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. He's taken his on-air answers to questions and chiseled them until only the gems emerge. Questions involving biblical interpretation, cults, science, ethics, apparent contradictions, and much more. This remarkable collection of concise answers is now even better. My goal, says Hank, is to take the complex and make it simple and memorable. Receive your copy of the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated, as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. The history of Islam is one of wanton carnage and horrific oppression, and it has been whitewashed beyond recognition by our politically correct elites. According to credible sources, 120 million Africans, 80 million Hindus, 60 million Christians, 10 million Buddhists have been slaughtered in the name of Islam. And that doesn't include the millions of Muslims killed by other Muslims. Islam is the only significant religious system in the history of the human race with a socio-political structure of laws that mandate violence against the infidel. Read Hank Hanegraaff's stunning book, Muslim: What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. Receive your copy as our appreciation for your financial partnership when you call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org.